Welcome back, everybody. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and I'm pleased to invite to the podium, leading us in prayer, Reverend Paul Bly, our chaplain of the day, and then leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance is Cordell Ring, our page from Oneida.
Welcome to Pier, everyone. I'd like to lead you in a prayer today using a version of a brief prayer taught to me by a rabbi friend of mine. Our dear Father in heaven, most holy is your name. May your holy reign be ushered in among us right here today, that your will may be done among us as we seek to be more and more like you. Lord, give every one of us enough to live on, and forgive us when we take too much for ourselves, just as we forgive those who sin against us. Lord, the temptations of this world are many, even here. Please don't leave us alone to withstand them, but deliver us from evil. For the sovereign power and glory are yours and not our own. May you be praised now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. This is a very unusual day because we're just getting organized in the Senate. After today, we will actually call directly the roll, but at this point in time, because some of the senators have already taken the oath, others have not. Those who have taken the oath have been certified by the Secretary of State, and that certification now will be submitted to the record unless there's an objection. Hearing none, certification is submitted. There you go, Boots. Those of you who have yet to take the oath, if you would please rise and join me before you actually take the oath. Before we do that, these individuals then will take the oath of office, but we are incredibly privileged to have the newest Supreme Court Justice, Justice Jeanine Kern, here, not only going to be a fabulous justice, but a dear friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, Justice Jeanine Kern.
Esteemed members of the Senate, to whom I'll be administering the oath, in a moment I'll state the word I, and then state your name, and then you will do so, and then follow after me. Please raise your right hand. I, state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of South Dakota, and will faithfully discharge the duties of senator according to the best of my abilities, and that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything or made any promise in the nature of a bribe, to directly or indirectly influence any vote at the election at which I was chosen to fill said office, and have not accepted, nor will I accept, or receive directly or indirectly any money, pass, or any other valuable thing from any corporation, company, or person for any vote or influence I may give or withhold on any bill or resolution or appropriation, or for any other official act. So help me God. Congratulations, Senators.
We'd ask for you to sign those oaths and then just leave them at your desk, and then we'll go ahead and recover that. And at this point, Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Bradford, Brown, Buell O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frericks, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heinemann, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rappelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Rave moves that the Senate do now proceed with the organization of the Senate.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Rave moves that Senator Cory Brown be elected President Pro Tem of the Senate for the 90th legislative session.
Comments on that motion? Welcome back, Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's good to be back, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to nominate Senator Cory Brown for the position of President Pro Tem. It's been my honor and privilege to work with Cory for the last 4 years. Cory is a man of honor and a man of integrity. He's fair. He has given me wise counsel, and above all, he's my friend. It is without reservation that I strongly encourage you to support Cory Brown in a nomination of President Pro Tem of this most esteemed body. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Rave. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, this is a roll call vote. The question before the Senate is Senator Rave's motion that Senator Brown be elected the President Pro Tempore of the Senate of the 90th legislative session. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frericks? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Holeen?
Hunhoff? Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Omdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Peterson?
Aye. Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen? Valley?
Aye.
White?
Madam Secretary, would you excuse Frericks, too, please?
Mr. President, we have 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Senator Rave's motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Senator President Pro Tem.
both sides if you wish. Don't fall. Stay over there. Come and stand by me. Please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Corey Brown.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of South Dakota.
Of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of President Pro Tem.
The duties of President Pro Tem.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly.
And that I have not knowingly.
Or intentionally.
Or intentionally.
Paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed anything.
Or made any promise.
Or made any promise.
In the nature of a bribe.
In the nature of a bribe.
To directly or indirectly influence.
To directly or indirectly influence.
Any vote at the election.
Any vote at the election.
At which I was chosen.
At which I was chosen.
To fill said office.
To fill said office.
And have not accepted.
And I have not accepted.
Nor will I accept or receive.
Nor will I accept or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money.
Any money.
Pass.
Pass.
Or any other valuable thing.
Or any other valuable thing.
From any corporation.
From any corporation.
Company or person.
Company or person.
For any vote or influence.
For any vote or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
On any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Next motion. Next motion's up.
Senator Rave moves that Kay Johnson be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 90th legislative session.
Comments on that motion? Senator Rave, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good to be back again. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, again, it is without reservation that I recommend and nominate Kay Boots Johnson to the position of Secretary of the Senate. It's been my privilege to get to know Kay even better than I had previously in her former life, working at the retailers and serving the state in that capacity prior to coming to work for us at the front desk the last 2 years. I know that she will do a fine job being a fair and honest secretary and do an efficient job of managing the Senate for us. I would also ask very much without reservation for your support of her nomination of Secretary of the Senate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks, other than we finally learned her first name is Kay. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Rave's motion that Kay Boots Johnson be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 90th legislative session. Judy, please call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frericks. Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Deason.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you, Judy. Senator Rave's motion that Kay Boots Johnson be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 90th legislative session, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Come on up, Kay.
I state your name.
I, Kay Johnson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of South Dakota.
Of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of Secretary of the Senate.
The duties of Secretary of the Senate.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not.
And that I have not
knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything or made any promise
in the nature of a bribe
to directly or indirectly influence
any vote at the election
at which I was chosen
to fill said office
And have not accepted,
nor will I accept,
or receive directly or indirectly,
any money,
pass,
or any other valuable thing,
from any corporation,
company or person,
for any vote or influence,
I may give or withhold.
On any bill or resolution,
or appropriation,
or for any other official act,
so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we have, at the beginning of session, thankfully, a number of individuals that have come to essentially volunteer, although there's slight compensation, to be part of the legislature to keep us going, like our team up front here, and our interns, our first session pages. And I've imposed on our dear friend here, Justice Kern, to also swear you in, and you have that oath. And so, there being no objection, for everyone who will be serving, we're just going to file their names without me reading, and then we'll go on to the motion. There is no motion. I apologize. We're just going to go ahead, and then since there's no motion for you, just go ahead and have Justice Kern swear you in. So as she comes up, please raise your right hand. Thank you, Madam Justice.
Employees of the Senate, please raise your right hand. I, and then state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota and will faithfully discharge my duties according to the best of my abilities. So help me God. Congratulations.
Okay, if you would all take the opportunity wherever you're at to be able to sign those. And Judy, here's yours. Sorry. While we're doing that, and before the next order of business, it is an incredible privilege to have with us the president and all of her entourage of the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology on behalf of Senators Teason and Amdahl, who limped through school there. We'd like to recognize you, Madam President. And if you have not had the opportunity, one, to go down and see their display and their displays, it's incredible. Secondly, if you've not had the opportunity to talk at all with President Wilson, she really is a trailblazer in the United States, having served in Congress, having worked in Sandia Labs. Her connections and her knowledge and her infectious desire to be able to make sure that the youth will not only be able to produce, but be active participants in our country's defense and also our educational system. We're just delighted that you not only are here in Pierre today, but that you're in South Dakota. Thank you, ma'am. President Heather Wilson and South Dakota School of Mines. Now, that display, Senators Teason and Amdahl told me that that display is there until 5 o'clock. So please, after the State of the State, take the time to be able to check that out. Okay. Next order of business, another motion.
Senator Rave moves that the permanent Senate rules and the permanent joint rules of the 89th legislative session, as adopted in March of 2014, be adopted as the temporary Senate rules and the temporary joint rules of the 90th legislative session.
Any comments? Hearing no comments. These are the rules requiring a roll call vote because they are the rules that we operate under. So hearing no objection, the Secretary will please call the roll on that motion of adoption.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak? Kern,
aye.
Ewing,
aye.
Frerichs, Greenfield,
aye.
Hager,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Heinert,
aye.
Holeen, Hunhoff,
aye.
Jensen,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Nordstrom, Olson,
aye.
Amdahl,
aye.
Otten,
aye.
Parsley,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Rush,
aye.
Soholt,
aye.
Solano,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Peterman,
aye.
Teason,
aye.
Van Gerpen, White,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator Ray's motion of the permanent Senate rules and the permanent joint rules of the 89th legislative session has adopted in March 2014 be adopted as our temporary Senate rules and temporary joint rules for the 90th legislative session, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. These next are all voice votes. Again, they're organizational joint committee, joint selects, so for the session. Please proceed.
Senator Rave moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce the committees assigned are Senators Brown, Rave, and Sutton.
Also, Senator Rave moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce the committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Sutton.
Also, Mr. President, Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules for the 90th legislative session.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Sutton.
Also, Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and the House.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Announce the committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Sutton.
Also, Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of setting the compensation schedule of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 90th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8 with the full power to act, and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Sutton.
Also, Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Announced the committee is comprised of Senators Lederman, Holeen, and Heinert.
Also, Mr. President, Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to securing chaplains for the 90th legislative session.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Committee is comprised of Senators Van Gerpen, Kamak, and Parsley.
Also, Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Committee is comprised of Senators Valley, Heineman, and Bradford. That's for the memorial service.
And Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of five on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Sutton. Thank you.
Senator Rave moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 14th, the second legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay. The President Pro Tem has made, obviously, the appointments to the standing committees. It has been historical that the reading of those has been waived since they're obviously known and published. History for having read them at the beginning is obviously because we didn't have computers or the publishing capabilities when we first established these rules. So there being no objection, we'll go ahead and put these in the record, and the reading is waived. Consideration and adoption of those Joint Select Committee reports, please.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to transmit respectfully reports that the governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver this message. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Mark Mickelson, Steve Westra, and Julie Bartling, and Senators Corey Brown, Tim Rave, and Billy Sutton. Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption of that report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. So adopted.
Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive the message of the Governor respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m. January 13, 2015. That the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session. That the justices of the Supreme Court and elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session. That when the message of the Governor has been received, the joint session be dissolved. That the message of the Governor be printed in the House Journal. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Mark Mickelson, Steve Westra, and Julie Bartling, and Senators Corey Brown, Tim Rave, and Billy Sutton. Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So adopted.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. on January 14, 2015, that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session, and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the justices of the Supreme Court, the Governor, and elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the Chief Justice has been received, the joint session be dissolved, that the message of the Chief Justice be printed in the House Journal. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Steve Westra, and Spencer Howley, Representatives, and Senators Corey Brown, Tim Rave, and Billy Sutton. Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. The joint selects are all adopted. We have no House messages. Therefore, we'll go to the first reading of Senate bills. For most of us, we would know this, but people who are just attending or listening, the rules and the Constitution were adopted that these need to be read in open session. Remember, there were no computers back there, of course, and so people would be up here trying to figure out what the bill number is and titles and what committee they went to, and so that's how individuals could track it. We obviously have technology to do that, and so for efficiencies, it's going to look and sound strange for people who are here or listening over the internet and public broadcasting that our whole team up here will be reading the bills all at the same time, and then I'll announce where they're assigned so that we're compliant with the Constitution, but there's full disclosure on the computer system. So please proceed with the first reading.
Senate Bill Number 1, an act to finance improvements on the public highways and bridges by establishing or increasing the motor vehicle excise tax, taxes on fuel, motor vehicle registration fees, and wheel taxes, to improve for the distribution of certain revenue and to establish certain state and local planning and reporting requirements concerning the condition of public highways and bridges. Senate Bill Number 6, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the pension and capital outlay tax levies for school districts. Senate Bill 7, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the school district pension fund and capital outlay fund tax levies and to provide property tax opt-out procedures for the capital outlay levy. Senate Bill 8, an act to exempt certain transactions entered into the State Investment Council from certain procurement requirements. Senate Bill 9, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the transfer of funds administered by the State Investment Officer. Senate Bill 10, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the classes of investment used for state funds. Senate Bill 23, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the ownership and management of the South Dakota Art Museum. Senate Bill 34, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the administration of benefits provided to members. Senate Bill 35, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and rules related to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Senate Bill Number 49, an act to authorize the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to sell a portion of railway right-of-way to the City of Deadwood. Senate Bill 53, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the state aid to general education formula and to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of school districts. Senate Bill 57, an act to authorize and regulate the playing of craps, roulette, and keno within the city limits of the City of Deadwood. Senate Bill Number 67, an act to revise certain provisions regarding challenges to certain election petition signatures. Senate Bill 69, an act to revise certain provisions regarding elections and election petitions. Senate Bill 71, an act to continue the Jolene's Law Task Force for an additional year, revise the membership of the task force, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you very much, team. I announce the assignments to the following committees made by the President Pro Tem. In the Senate, for our House members, we read these by committee and then get the numbers off. Obviously, they're on the computer, too. Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bills 2, 3, 4, 45. Appropriations 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 39, 46, 47, 50, 51, 52, 54, 55. Commerce 18, 30, 31, 36, 58, 59, 62. Senate Bills 33, 42, and 43 to Education, Health, and Human Services. Senate Bills 14, 60, 61, 63. Judiciary, Senate Bills 11, 12, 13, 15, 29, 37, 48, 38, 48, 70. Local government receives Senate Bills 16, 64, 65, 66, 68. State Affairs is assigned Senate Bills 1, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 23, 32, 34, 35, 49, 53, 57, 67, 69, 71. Taxation is assigned Senate Bills 5, 19, 20, 21, 44, and 56. And referred to transportation are Senate Bills 17, 22, 40, and 41. I'll open it up for announcements, but please remember tomorrow, you might have heard it as we went through, we're coming in at 12:30, and then the judiciary, State of the Judiciary again, is at 1:30. And we'll ask as we adjourn, especially if you've never had that opportunity to get over and find a good place for the State of the State. I think it's going to be pretty close to an hour, so you may want to stop before you go at a special place that I will be stopping at. Any other announcements? Senator Soholt, hi.
Hi. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to announce that Senate Education and House Education are having a joint meeting tomorrow morning in room 414 from 7:45 to 9:45. We're going to be talking about the goals and aspirations from the Department of Education and then also the student progression to achieve those. And we have a lot of great teachers that are going to be in town. We have chosen 414 in case there are other legislators that would like to join us and have that information now that we're early in session.
Excellent. Any other announcements? Don't forget, tomorrow's our reception here, or excuse me, tonight's our reception from the peer community. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. The taxation will meet at 11:15 tomorrow.
11:15. Thank you. Senator Valley, hello.
Howdy. Senate Transportation will not meet tomorrow morning. That'll give you time to go over to the Education Committee and listen to those folks, and we will meet on Friday. Thank you.
Excellent. Any other announcements? Senator Rampelberg, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Health is going to meet tomorrow at 10. We're going to have a report from Social Services. Should be very interesting. And room 412.
Very good. Any other announcements? This is pretty exciting. Senator Branford, watch out here. Here we go. Go ahead, Boots. Yeah, don't worry. We've got it handled here. Yeah.
Well, some of us old dudes get the bills in the paper form, or are we all computer?
Yes. Please proceed.
Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Good motion. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.